you have anything to do with the triangle?
There we
maybe
go.
Like,
okay.
Pascal's,
you're on record now, by the way.
Like a mathematical thing, Pascal's triangle or something. It's not Pascal's formula.
Pascal's
formula or something.
Pascal's triangle is
right.
Okay,
like
we'll talk about. We'll talk
about
it later. I'll tell you.
I know exactly. Calls out to the myth. Mommy, we're back from Washington in the car. What's the time? Something like that. I was like, oh my gosh, like, and then, like, Bruce is calling me, like, he has, like, 45 minutes, like, in the car. Anyway, it didn't sound like Bruce.
Yeah. Wow. Oh.
Anyway. We didn't scare him away. There's a lot to think about. Okay, I tried my best. There's a sugi over here of a tulam. A lot of interesting things. One of the kudas, one of them spoke about. There's a lot of factors. The shayva, there's aliyah, there's sarabin, tatiya. One thing that's, it's interesting, that's not something to be discussed by the Paiskim, that we know that the Pashas is Pashas Chazara.
Well,
Pashas Chazara is mentioned in the Braith, so. And Nechlechu Ela Lahachtir. So Pashas Lahalacha, Paskim in the Megtragin and saying it's from Shal Shaivach. So what's how about Linyan Chazara? You could take it, you have a tzayach, so you have to get you need a schnitzel sandwich and yantif. The question is, if you bring it back to the shed, before like niska the halacha, it's not niska and halacha. What do you say? Lachura is probably in the time then. Lachura. If it's because the Chmein, we don't hold of Marzayin. Zugman, this is Pashas, this is the right, and Pashas, like that. L'chur, it's going to be mutter. Sev chanech yachalav, it's going to be mutter. Afila b'chazara. L'maisa, if you pass, you go like the Rambam, that's mutter because it's mechut yantif. L'maisa, so then l'chur, it would be also b'chazara. L'chur, because it's mechut yantif, l'chur. Okay, you could say Mitzvah, 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 but Pashas is that would be after Chazar HaKoyin Chur, if you go like the Rambam, that's Mitzvah, Mitzvah. L'mai, so the Etzim Shri to the Rambam, as we hear, Tzachiyan, a couple different projects. Now goes like this: Him alichus mishal shem shayvach, pushes the rabbin. Shana yoyim l'takin kagoy, who made lichay. That's no problem. Okay, we do hold of marzayin. We continue. Pushes the yachin made lichay. Afal bishul komad v'cham v'nei marzayin. V'chaduchna at zaken tivin yitzchak kiyantes. Very nice, beautiful. It stems with all the kolam shas. Right, we go like Rav, Rambam saying, like Mefurish over here. And that's no problem. And I, Lamaisa, what's in the Jesus? Yeah, okay, so we insert some Chokyantif. What's the Kasha? The Kasha says that the Gemara never says such a thing, doesn't have such an offering, right? So it's very nice. But it's not gifun and doesn't have any basis in the Gemara. The Chen Iksha, the Rav did. He says, distinctly, who I'm a Dabbaz Zabal? The Gemara Loyom Rakim. Okay? was very nice. And you say it's wrong, right? It's the place of the Gemara. Right? No, it's beautiful, right? Because the Gemara didn't say it. The Gemara, in other words, the Gemara sets up the contrasting between Meshus Rav and Meshus Yachid as the contrast to Rav. When you say, no, Rav could also hold the Lake of Chanan and Chmein and just Meshus Yachid. That's the Kushi Chamura. Maisel, the pshat seems to be, I mean, is the chud of the kaman that we started, is the Gemara Chayin, you know, talks about the different Gemaras, about the chasyantis and the spheres, and that's after the soul, the shamma, the chum, the chulu, and the Gemara Tachar comes out, Mechlevet Hashita, the Hainu that, that depends what you machlis, but if you go like a bit of time, which means you machlis under the mission of Sheikhet, that means that the soul is the makel, right? And he holds us in Chasyantis. So Maitha, say, but Zay, our Gemara that can come to the thing, we're going to Mechlevet Hashita. Okay, and the Mela, there's no chilek between Shusarab and Shusayachim, but the Maskana, well, the Gemara says, "V'chavet tashita." So then we could say, or we do say, "Simchas Yantis was the matter in the Shosayach." Okay. The chul bishah, the same matzah with the Bach. So yes, it's interesting. It's nice because the Gemara never makes that equation. It goes to Chasyantis, maybe it should be also Mutter and Mishra Rabim, or, you know, why exactly, you know, in the Daf Lech, it's like, we pass from the Chana, and the Lishna Bas, the Vilemi Tanei, you know? I mean, it's not so easy to take Tainim out and substitute them, and Lishna Vilemi Tanei. I mean, that was, Kufa, the whole Marathayim was the reason that was also, and it didn't apply to Rishut Vayachin, so. That was very simple why that didn't extend, you know, to Shusayachim, but if you're saying the Simchas Yantis, maybe that should apply to Shusayachim, you know. But, Zal Kumpanim, yeah.
The Gemara assumes that Simchas Yantis was a factor,
yeah,
even before Simchas Yantis.
Yeah.
And even so, never suggested that Simchas
the Gemara
is
mocked at
because it assumes that
Simchas Yantis
is playing a role.
And in Beis Tzol, Beis Tzol doesn't hold
the Gemara before getting to this point understood that the Hillel Pesach is based on...
I don't know this Gemara, that's next Gemara, the Remin Hill. I mean, that's the Yechon's Kasha, that's the Chutimtah, that's not this Gemara. Right?
I mean, it's the first thing that the Gemara just has an enough pshuta that the reason why we chose Matir and this Mishnah.
That's next Gemara.
Interesting.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Did you think it was this Gemara?
No, I understand. It's next Gemara.
But then they would get this with Yechonen's.
Yechonen sets it all up and says, I'm Rabbi Yechonen. So now the Gemara wasn't going with that.
I don't know the Chesvayim, but just look inside and see them carefully. I don't know. Okay, I'll confirm them. That's the magnificent. No, but that's, you know, like, the Gemara itself, you know, really, this next Gemara is the basis for that. That's what I'm coming to. It's not dumb and exalted or anything. Okay, well, since you stand for nice and Shabbos, and there's a couple of things that we hear. Rambam says a couple of questions that, first of all, Chava Zayin, yeah, this one from Aliyah's Asim Taltaloi, the Ainul of Teres Kleed, first of all. Where does he get that from, the Rambam? Looking around a little bit, and Shainim, Achainim. Who's coming from the Gemara Eir from Gufa, okay? Like, you know, the Machmas Kaivdai. Pashat, not that the Pashat, you don't move it because it's heavy, it's shver, it's not Ragil, but because the Pashat is after. I mean, Hagufa, I mean, the Kaivin makes the Taka. Yeah, it's not because it's down, you know, it's because the Taka. Yeah. As well, what did I see? Maybe in the Magid over here.
Magid Mishnah and Halacha Allah.
Yeah, then in Zion over here, he said, he's coming, this is where after the Gemara, this is the Nikud of the Light of Name. He doesn't quote the Gemara Eir then. He says that, maybe they say it says, the Magid is from the Bryce of Hatia, the fact that it's Aser. The Nekudah, right? Techni, because it was Nechlal, and Ma'asai, and okay, Pesedi. But very Gishmak, right? The Rambam holds that if it was just the name Ma'asai, and Nechni, that it went after Hatia. Obviously, when a base is coming to after Hatia, Nechni, so that's, or Matar, whatever. So then it's that's indicative of Moksha. I think it's the Magid that says, so I feel the Hatia could eat the Tarakama, the Yontif. It also came to the Shabbos. Okay, so those are the Chura to the kindness. The Rambam, one is the more general Ramach Min Eruvin, about Sulamot Gedolot. And one is Pashat in the Sugya, the Magid Mishnah says that the Issa Hatia of a Bradsky is indicative of an Issa Toto. And then the Rambam goes on and he says, Vishal Shaivach Mutter Lahatai Sai. Okay, where do we know that from? That's the Sugya. Avaloy Alechena Mishaivach Mishaivach. So Yasa Kedach Shu Aisa Bechol. We have a lot of it. Okay. Now the Maisa, this is very shver. What's shver? A bit back home. If the Rambam is matir on Yontif, just because it's Mechut Yontif, right? So on Shabbos, what does he need Lachatam over here, Pasha? We ask the Kedach, Shulay to Bechol. It should be out in the Neila. You say the fact of the Rambam going like the feet of the same places, you know, Zom. But it's okay, it's a Gabba Yontif, you have Maris Ayin. Right, there you have to counter that, you have Mechut Yontif. Moshe Einkein in Shusech HaKotan. And on Shabbos, okay, you don't have Maris Ayin, because it goes like the Zom. So what do you have? You have to have this only this Sliyas Kadach Shlaif of the Chol. I'm thinking if you don't call it like a Bavel, it's fair, right?
I like the way the Rambam get that from, what's his Makar, just to make up.
Especially that the Kasha that led to Rambam to say this was that you could move Shoshova. You could move a ladder, so.
You know, you see in Arabic, you could move ladders.
Right,
you're coming out, but you can't. The Magna Mishnah, he says that the goof of the marker of the Rambam, the goof of from Ar Gemara, that from the halach over there, that it's just Mutta Mishnah from Chuk Yantin. But that's very dachov. The Magna Mishnah is answering all the questions. Right, the two questions. Where's the marker for the thing, Ashton? And say since it's a sphere to the Rambam before, because the Rambam says that it's only much from Chukyantis, and here there's no reason to ask it. The Magid, without going through the, he just says, yeah, because like I told you, it's only much from Chukyantis, and here there's no from Chukyantis. The problem with that is that that's not what the Rambam says. It's not after the because of the absence of the Chukyantis. It's Mavur in Ladugma. In Yantis, there's no Chashash that you'll say that it's coming, that the whole be Ba'alot to it. I mean, you'll have to take the Yainim from the Shaivach in Yantis. The Shaivach out there. And it's still after, right? Lulei the time of Chasyanta. So, before the Tanazan, obviously, he's working with the time of Marathai, and it's just like from the first over there. Right? And he's being mapped with some Chasyanta. So here there's no some Chasyanta. So then it should be after. So, it's true what the Magid says, that according to that, it should be us here. It's true. But it doesn't explain why the Rambam says in the town.
Right.
Never mind, that town doesn't apply over here, that's why the Rambam made a new town. That can't be your makar to us.
Right.
That's not. So, the Chura, the Rambam is going above Ram. And there's no reason to ask her on Shabbos at the Marathayim. And where the Rambam gets it from is not clear, but Al Kapanim, it's not a Sira to the Rambam by Hilchos Shabbos. We were chayker, kashet, this like iser of the talta, halacha. What is the what's the get of the iser? What's the get of the iser? That's the oilam kashet. Is it chmein? Chum said he can't move it. Is it kashet? It's also a nice the halacha just comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the Rambam, then it's the reason that we propose the Pashas Mamish Matzah, right? Not because of the Sugi over here, but extraneous reasons, Pashas Menachli, Echmein. So then it's Pashas, then it's going to have all the halachas and details and patim of Hachut Mokhsa. When I said, Yeah, Graal, who's a bit of the Guru? He says, Nein, Achmein, this is not an Issus also, this is an Issus Hailacha. Because the other side. When I said, the Mishnah Guru, I think he said, the Sheriff, I was trying to catch what would be the Nafkamina, Achmein, he says, it's a little more fleshy.
Mm-hmm.
Lamaisa. It sounds like Lamaisa, the tzadim are more sharp. That you could tack a mood a little bit here and there, like if you don't go with like moksa, it's such a it's transporting it. You can't transport it. You have to get your ktayis, you know, in front of the bookshelf, so you can just say moving a little bit to the side. That's not transporting.
Even though hataya is often.
What?
Even though Hataya is also Asr.
Even though Hataya is Asr, yeah, what is that? That's, I don't know what together is. That is a Shaivach, you know. It's more like transporting, I mean, I think.
Like you're positioning it towards, you know,
you know what I mean? Just kind of moving either way, maybe, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you have to have some kind of gather, because you're not allowed to, like, pivot it from one place to another, but you could...
Right, because that's, like, that's like halacha. The difference between Italian and halacha is, like, the ice, but you're taking it, you know, and saying from place to place.
You're taking the top of it from place to place.
Yeah.
It's like you're taking it to get far, and then you're also taking top and the bottom. Right?
No, yeah, use. I didn't mean that you're using it to get the far.
In a way. Oh, okay, fine. That was how we said it. It was like you can nudge it out of the way. You can adjust.
You know, fate years. You know, things are in the way. In America, you have to get the lad to get on top of your foot. That's the toast.
The ladder
is in the
way.
Right.
Yeah.
The ladder
next, yeah?
Probably things are breaking. Have these little, like, house ladders. Mm-hmm. But, plus, the balladeera.
Plus, you have the, you know, crafty little Israeli repairman who came and left his ladder there so that he would get the job, and now he'll be back 4 months later to finish.
Are you supposed to turn on the chemist? Is that the ladder? Uzi.
Ah.
Uzi was the sixth man.
What a man.
He had this guy once, he's always trying to save us money. He's trying to fix things with like string and like, he's been like for like 5 hours trying to like. You guys can get the job, but, you know. I don't care if he has to go to the hardware store and buy like a real, you know, like a piece, a screw for like, you know, a half a cent dollar. Okay, yeah. So you mask him? Mask him is the same chakira, the nice that we spoke of. It's just a little different. First of all, the fact that the muksa is something that. You know, this memela that we don't see at all, right? The looks of the taka is gefunenda, and the Rambam, the fact of machmas, dam, the fact it's not a kli. And also the naskamina of pashas, of it not being muksa, so the guy in taka says it's even more, I wasn't so brave to say that you could be amazed with it, you know, but taka, the guy in taka says it. Right, so the, Mr. Burr brings down and he says this as something that Shaykh, right? Shaykh said to both Shatim that you could use the ladder. I'm not sure if he's right, if it's Muksa. If it's in the play, you know, he's up and down. That's noted.
Even right. If it's Muksa Gamma, you could.
What?
That's
my smart,
that's my smart.
Yeah.
He went even a little bit further to say, even if you might move it, but it's...
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Right, but sorry, Shel Deco, we look back. It might be possible that you could sit on Mook, so even if it moves a little, I'm not going to run holes.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's still a minute time.
Right.
Yeah. The whole sugya of... Well, I can think maybe sitting and maybe this is
there was some Rishonim. I was telling you, there's a Rashman Be'ah that says something about like Pashit. Not Pashit that you could sit on it. I think he is
Muslim. Yeah. So the Shaykh to that whole
discussion.
Whole sugya.
Yeah.
That, you know, sorry, I think you know, potentially it could be this Muhammad is sitting.
I hear your mama sitting
is
being
like a Shema and Mishtami, so this is like more of a, he's sitting on an Evan. I mean, it's, you know, here, I mean, this is what the ladder is for. I mean, this is like, you know,
this
is Ikir Stamp. Mama sitting and Mishtami, so then. Akopanim, the Mr. Burra's Mesh McClovey here, that's no problem. The, how about, moving the ladder, you know, in the Shukra Rabban before Shabbos? Is that a problem?
Or just getting it set up?
Kibbutz Begadim. You hang out your laundry, like, you know, you wet laundry before Shabbos.
No.
Do that? I mean, it looks like you did laundry.
Another Shabbos.
He'll be there on Shabbos.
Look, the guy's making up a story over here, right? If you hang it up on Shabbos, you didn't do laundry on Shabbos.
I can divert it because they see you hitting it up. That's the verse. Mm-hmm. It's hung up already, so.
Okay.
I thought the
verb was
the
mama see
you hanging it up.
What?
We'll see you hanging.
What? Hmm? What are you saying? It's just the mice of hanging.
Leah. One way we say that.
Uh-huh.
He is an exception. You know, normally you can do malacha in Arab
Shabbos. No, we're not talking here about malacha. We're talking about Marathayim. This is all in somebody's imagination, right? So, I didn't mean it's nachol shayte, like Rabbi Saul says. You know, the nice of the mechaber passed him, and maybe God him. The way also the sheikh from the Shabbos, Abba Mishakach, me Abba Shabbos, Kiyam Mechubas, and Eina Chaim, and Falcon the Shabbos. They take that this is from the Shulchan Rashba, that he describes it from our sugya of Sulam. There's a void in sugya that's the only problem is the Takya is selling it there on Shabbos, the selling it before Shabbos. That's no problem, and yeah, I mean, it sounds very logical, right, Rabbi Brodsky?
It's very logical.
Well, wait till you hear this.
What?
It sounded like you were setting up for like.
Another pattern in this book here is Pashas. We saw the Shainim. This is coming up with the mice, and the Brookings are down the mice over there, also in Shanala. And the spirits of Kishkosh, you know. So somebody shouldn't have to start that by the Rabbanon. By the Rabbanon, you don't say the Chaj and Chadarim.
Oh, fine, yeah.
The Chaj and Chadarim, that is, it's Asr. And even the Shasar Abim, okay, where Chaj is from Marathayim, where it's saying, hey, the Chaj and Chadarim, you don't say,
No, you don't say that.
Part of my sign
is that
it's
also
part
of
the
Zoran.
That's what I thought also, but,
Well, it depends. Well, what the wonder of my sign is, right? If they're going to come to do it,
it's a success that really there's no problem. When it comes to do it, when it's like a zero. But really, the etzem the chashash is only the shusar adi. And I said, well, rechayshesh, that if we allow you to do it, it's a tayachin. But then the shusar adi too. The other way of understanding Marasai is that Pakistan will see you. Person thinks, right? Ayin Raya. Person's margish. You know, things that are being done. the things there is. Turn a light on, I'm saying. The light goes through the door. You know, it's like many. You hear noises. You know, there are things that. So if there's no these things, he's not being observed. Another brother found him in China, so. According to that, it wouldn't be available there, but. You could say is that it's something mitzvah chaymer of it that we extend it. And the chnami it's misal like you know rubav the chashash. You know, but since l'maisa it's kibbutzim chashash, so we extend it there. The l'maisa by the rabbanon. Since it's only chashash the rabbanon, so we're not machmir kuli high. So that would be the way of understanding it there, and the river brings it down. As well, this sheet of the Shainim, it's a machlokes, you know, how you answer those Yerushim, from Ksuvim. If you don't answer it like that, it's before, as those Shainim have to hold that, that it is indeed after fever by another shall listen to upon it. Okay.
What was Kiddush?
The tina. The stamp with your foot on the.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's Kasim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The Seder. That's some of the Inyanim that we spoke about. What else? Do you have a little Shabbat, mini Shabbaton?
Very mini.
Yeah, what are you coming? Two people coming?
Two people.
Jonathan.
What do I do? I have a red button?
You push it again.